presenting the 15th Annual Brighton Bush Herbal Conference, held August 28th through 30th, 1998. The following presentation was recorded live at Brighton Bush Hot Springs in Detroit, Oregon.
So just to start this class, I'd say that's one thing when you're looking at radiant well-being and long life is you want to make sure you plant yourself where it's appropriate for your growth and your spiritual connection, because that helps us live well. So I like to talk, always start my classes with the most current airplane story. I laugh because as an herbalist, I spend far more time in the air than an earth-loving person should. And it used to be when I'd fly, you know, I'd sit in my seat very shyly. And, you know, like everybody, you kind of sit there and try to take as little space as you can because the seats are all crowded together. But over the years, I've learned, I've kind of developed a different attitude about it. And I usually try to at least create some kind of peaceful feeling with the person next to me, some kind of relationship. And I do that out of survival more than anything else, because you never know when you're going to die, you know. I always think, I want to at least know the person next to me as the plane's crashing, you know, so that we can hold hands or pray together or something. It'd be awful to be going down, you know, with these people that you haven't had the opportunity to meet. So I've sort of changed my attitude about that. And in changing that, I've met fabulous people on the plane. And over the years, I've discovered that everybody in the whole world knows about herbs. So the last one happened, you know, when I was flying in, my planes didn't make very good connections. And so I was kind of sitting in different places, waiting a lot. It seemed like a lot of planes were having problems making connections last night. So there was a lot of people at the United Customer Service, long lines. And those poor women, you know, I was watching them and realizing that every single person that they see goes up with a major problem. I mean, I feel like they must feel like doctors feel sometimes. You get immune to people's health problems because all you're hearing is their problems. And in that situation, they're coming for help also, but they're coming to dump on them. You know what I mean? I mean, I was all ready to dump my story to, I've got to be there at 9:30 in the morning and you've got to get me there. So I'm watching how these women, it was all women there, and how they were handling this. And it was so beautiful. They were worn out and tired. You know, it was late at night. They'd been hearing this all day. And I saw one person go up to the counter, and he carried this huge smile. You know, he was laughing kind of, and he had a big problem too, but he was in a good space about it. And the woman looks at him, and she goes, "You must be taking kava kava." And she whips out her little kava jar. Yeah, I chuckled. I was back, way back in the line. Laugh and thinking, yay, you know, it's even hit the customer service at United Customer Service in Chicago. Anyway, the topic of our class here is, longevity and well-being. And here, we're not talking about that in reference to increasing lifespan, because I don't really think that's the issue. I know there's whole organizations that have meetings where they talk about, preserving your organs after you die so that they can freeze dry them and then bring you back to life. I mean, they're really, it's bizarre what people do. And I'm sure that you get them. I get them frequently, these articles, these organizations sending me all kinds of pills and stuff that will help me live much longer. But to me, it has not, longevity really isn't about, in this class, it's not about increasing our life, but it's about increasing the vitality, increasing our vitality and our wellness when we're 40 and 50 and 60 and 70 and on. And it's mostly about simple things that we can do and evaluate that help us to live longer with whatever, live better with whatever bodies, with whatever health we have. So that's really what I want to focus on. And I want to start by going over some very basic principles of well-being and health. I thought I'd give you some good references that I think are very reliable and come from a kind of a solid place, so that if this topic really interests you, you can have some resources that you can go home and study with a little bit more. So, and then we'll do a review of all the basic simple things that help to create radiant vitality and well-being, and then we'll look at a list of herbs that have been studied extensively both by modern research and also by people using them for thousands of years that seem to increase that vital element in people. And I'd like the emphasis on those herbs to be on North American adaptogenic and tonic herbs, so we can certainly talk about East Indian herbs and also the Chinese herbs too. But we sometimes neglect the marvelous tonic herbs and the herbs that we can use for longevity. They're right here.